Austin Powers, international man of mystery, was frozen in 1967 and defrosted in the 90s to battle his nemesis, Dr. Evil. After foiling his archenemy's plan to send a nuclear warhead to the center of the Earth, Austin banished Dr. Evil to the cold recesses of space and settled down with his new wife, Vanessa, to live happily ever after. Or so he thought.
Houston, this is Condor. We are doing an EVA of the payload. We are about to present the module with... What the? Oh, my gentle Jesus. Houston, we have a problem.
Launch procedure commence.
And I'm spent.
Woo. Do you smoke after sex?
I don't know, baby. I never looked.
Woo! Oh, Austin. What should we do now?
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
Again?
Sure, baby. We're only up to chapter 11 in the Kama Sutra. Don't you want to try the wheelbarrow or the praying donkey or the Chinese shag swing?
I'm gonna get us some more champagne, Jungle Boy.
Are you okay?
I've never felt better, Austin.
All right, then. I'm just gonna go watch a movie. Hey, In Like Flint, that's my favorite movie. Vanessa, what's going on?
I don't know what you mean, Austin. I'm the same Vanessa. You must be
Tu imaginación está jugando con ti, querido.
Oh, my God! Vanessa, you're a fembot!
No shit, Sherlock.
Machine gun jubblies? How did I miss those, baby?
Perhaps next time you should try foreplay.
Right. Oh, my
God! Here's your wedding present, Mr. Powers. A kamikaze bride from me, Dr. Evil.
Oh, thank God. I can't believe Vanessa, my bride. My one true love. The woman who taught me the beauty of monogamy was a fembot all along. Wait a tick. That means I'm single again. Oh, behave! Yeah! Yeah, baby, yeah!
Ha ha! Keep a close eye on that Kreplakistan situation.
Sir.
Thank you very much. If you just joined us, today's topic is my father is evil and he wants to take over the world. Okay, let's meet Scott Evil. Hi, Scott. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, sir.
Tell us about your father.
Well, my dad is the head of a worldwide evil organization with aspirations of world domination.
Wow, pretty serious stuff. Where is he now?
He's like cryogenically frozen, orbiting the Earth or something.
That's what you think. But we have a surprise for you, Scott. Okay, let's bring out Scott's father, Dr. Evil.
General, we've got a situation here.
What is it, Sergeant?
Hello, Scott. Daddy's back.
How could you do this to me on national television?
We're throwing me a freaking bone here, Scott.
Why'd you run out on me?
Because you're not quite evil enough. But it's true. You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
What are you, some kind of freak?
Hey, shut up!
Okay, come on.
I'll kick you in.
Bring it on, you stinky!
All right, come on.
No one talks to my son like that. It's okay, Scott. You mother
to a party, mother's a-
I'll kill you, Pop!
There you go! Right! I got your hood! Settle down, okay.
Come on, it's only a television show, calm down.
Right? Okay, I'm all right.
Okay,
I'm easy.
Okay, everything okay.
Okay.
All right, get this jerk out of here.
I'll give you a piece of
Hello, Basil.
Hello, Austin. How was your honeymoon?
Well, it turns out that Vanessa was a fembot.
Yes, we knew all along, sadly. Anyway, I have a new assignment for you, Austin. You're scheduled for a photo shoot, and one of the models works for Dr. Evil.
Groovy, baby! Jaguar! Oh!
Show me to the models, baby. Let the magic begin. Who have we got today? Okay, great.
Austin Powers, I've heard a lot about you. I'm Rebecca Romaine. I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Well, of course you haven't had the pleasure, Rebecca. We just met, baby, yeah. Who are you, baby?
Ivana Humperlot.
Excuse me?
Ivana Humperlot.
And I've on a toilet made out of solid gold, but it's just not in the cards now, is it? You know.
Okay, everyone. Let's get started. Yes, beautiful. Feeling it. Let's get some smiles. It's all in here.
That's it, yes. Let's let the inside out.
Okay, you're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're Tony the Tiger. You're great. Very good. Loving it. Now you're a lemur. Running as a pack, yes, we go left. We go right. Yes. There's a predator out of the jungle. What's going on? Burrow! That's right, you're a lemur. It's all you've got. You don't have sharp teeth capable of biting. Make an interconnected series of tunnels like the Viet Cong. And look. I'm not even shooting you. It's crazy. And I'm spent.
Right, that's a wrap, everyone.
Miss Humperlot.
Da, darling.
Shall we?
Give me a moment.
Yes!
Dr. Evil, several years ago we invested in a small Seattle-based coffee company. Today, Starbucks offers premium quality coffee at affordable prices. Delish.
Dr. Evil, if we shift our resources away from evil empires and towards Starbucks, we can increase our profits fivefold.
Number two, I make the decisions here, okay? I demand a little respect.
Dr. Evil, you have a little of the...
Silence! I will not tolerate your insolence! Frau Farbissina, wie geht es Ihnen?
Sehr gut, Herr Doktor.
How are things?
I have come to embrace the love that dare not speak its name. To my right is my lover. We met at the LPGA Tour. Her name is Yuna Brau.
Right on. Welcome, Yuna Brau.
Doctor, you,
What? What?
Have a little, miracle nose and mustache.
I know. Meant to. It's how we drink it in Belgium. It's called a Belgian dip.
Dr. Evil, while you were frozen, we began a program to clone you.
Cool.
Send in the clone!
He is exactly like you in every way. Except 1/8 your size.
Breathtaking. I shall call him... Mini-Me. Your stock is rising, number two. Come, Mr. Bigglesworth. Mini-Me, are you hungry? Something to eat? Not even a Hot Pocket? An Eggo? No, we don't gnaw on our kitty. Leave Minnie Mr. Bigglesworth alone. Just love him, stroke him. As you know, every diabolical scheme that I've hatched has been thwarted by Austin Powers. And why is that, ladies and gentlemen?
Because you never kill him when you get the chance to, and you're a big dope.
No. Down, Mini-Me. No. Austin Powers always defeats me because he has mojo.
Mojo?
Mojo. The libido, the life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what. Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time which I call a time machine. Using this time machine, I'm going to go back to the 60s and steal Austin Powers' mojo.
If you have a time machine, why not just go back and kill Austin Powers when he's sitting on the crapper or something?
How about no, Scott, okay?
Why not use your knowledge of the future to play the stock market? We could make trillions.
Why make trillions when we could make... billions?
A trillion is more than a billion, numbnuts.
All right, zip it.
You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look, all
ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
I can't...
When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
Frau, would you please...
Jesus, hype in the world. Mita hioto. Subtitle, zip it.
I'm just trying
zip.
To...
Zip. Would you like to have the suckle of my zipper?
I want you. Stop.
Zip it.
This is...
Zip it.
You know...
Zip it.
You're like a child.
Zip it.
Talking... If you... Just... One time.
Zip it. Unveil the time portal. As you know,
Austin Powers was frozen in 1967. Therefore, I will travel to 1969, 2 years after he was frozen. He'll be helpless. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to travel through time. I bid you adieu.
I'm okay. Okay. Not turned on, I suppose. Yeah. Do you think you could,
Yeah, thanks. Come, Mini-Me!
Don't be scared, Mini-Me.
Dr. Evil, welcome to 1969.
Thank you, number two. You look so healthy and youthful.
Well, thank you.
Doctor.
And Frau, you look so... Right.
You know, Dr. Evil, I received your memo from the future.
Your new lair is up and running.
Is it a hollowed-out volcano like I asked for?
Of course.
Good. Then it's all going perfectly to plan.
When did you get the clapper?
November 1964. Dutch East Indies, shore leave.
Do you know how we keep warm in Russia?
I can guess, baby.
We play chess.
I guessed wrong.
It takes a keen intellect to play chess, Mr. Powers. I assume you know how to play.
Of course, baby.
What to do, what to do?
Let me ask you a question, and be honest. Do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
Do I make you randy? Yeah. No more games. Dr. Evil sent me here to kill you, but I find you so sexy.
Yes.
Just make love. Now, Austin Powerovich. Hurry! Oh, you are hairy like animal!
Go, baby! Very good!
Make love to me, monkey man!
Dr. Evil, I don't understand how we can hope to steal Austin Powers' mojo.
We've tried this before. The security around Powers is foolproof.
Ah, but this time we have an operative inside the Ministry of Defense.
Really?
Yes, really. He's stealing Austin Powers' mojo even as we speak.
Really?
Really? He's a disgruntled Scottish guard known for his lethal temper and his unusual eating habits. He weighs a metric ton. His name? Fat Bastard.
We've had reports it was a spy in the Ministry of Defense. The contents of this room are vital to the country. Be on special alert.
Yes, sir!
And try to lose some weight, for God's sake.
Yes, sir! Mr. English Colonel telling me to lose weight. Oh, I'm a hard case, he says. Well, listen up, City Jim. I ate a baby! Oh, aye. Baby. The other white meat. Baby, it's what's for dinner. Oh, I've got your mojo now, Sonny Jim.
Ah. What's wrong?
Crikey. I've lost my mojo.
Austin, the test results confirm that you've lost your mojo, and it couldn't come at a worse time.
We have evidence that Dr. Evil has developed a time machine and has traveled back to the year 1969. Luckily, we too have developed a time travel device to transport you back to the 60s.
Ah, this is where you input your destination.
Wait a tick. Basil, if I travel back to 1969 and I was frozen in 1967, presumably I could go visit my frozen self. But if I'm still frozen in 1967, how could I have been unthawed in the 90s and traveled back to... Oh, no, I've gone cross-eyed.
I suggest you don't worry about this sort of thing and just enjoy yourself. That goes for you all, too.
Yes. Well, this is smashing, Basil. I'll go back to the 60s, recharge my mojo, defeat Dr. Evil, and be back in time for tea.
Swinging 60s, here I come, baby, yeah! Move! Move! Move!
Sorry! I bet that's expensive. Sorry!
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Godspeed, Austin Powers.
I'm home!
Get your hands off my hiney, baby. Who are you today, baby?
My name is Robin Swallows.
Swallows? That's an interesting name.
Maiden name Spitz.
Well, which is it, baby? Spitz or Swallows?
Thank you.
Those are skin tight. How do you get into those pants, baby?
You can start by buying me a drink.
Better play it cool. Your friend works for Dr. Evil.
And just who do you work for, baby?
Tell me, Mr. Bowles. Do you swing?
Are you kidding, baby? I put the girl in swinger, baby!
Then why don't you come right over here?
Okay, yes, I can do that.
Prepare to die, Powers! Use the machine gun!
Go! Go!
Say goodbye, Powers! Can't win, Powers.
Why won't you die?
Care for a ride? Austin Powers, I presume.
Powers by name. Powers by reputation.
Felicity Shagwell, CIA. Shagwell by name, Shag very well by reputation.
Oh, behave.
Not if I can help it.
Yes.
American woman,
listen what I say. You know what's remarkable? As how much England looks in no way like Southern California. Crikey!
We've got company. It looks like one of Dr. Evil's assassins.
Steady now. Steady. Hands up.
Do you remember me? Austin Powers.
I don't recall your name, but your fez is familiar.
My name is Mustafa, and I'm the man who will be killing you now.
Doctor! Who sent you?
You'll have to kill me.
Who sent you?
Kiss my ass, Powers.
Who sent you?
Dr. Evil.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Why did you tell us?
I can't stand to be asked the same question three times. It just irritates me.
Where is Dr. Evil hiding?
Why would he tell me? I'm just one of his low-level functionaries.
Where is Dr. Evil hiding?
You'll have to torture me. I'll never tell you.
Where's Dr. Evil hiding?
Damn! Three times. He's hiding in the secret volcano lair.
Where's Dr. Evil's secret volcano lair?
I spit at the question.
Do I really have to ask you two more times?
Go to hell, Powers.
Fine. Where is Dr. Evil's secret volcano lair?
I will take it to the grave with me.
Aha! You have to answer. He asked you three times.
No. The second question was, do I really have to ask you two more times? So that would be the first question in a new line of questioning and wouldn't count in the other line of questioning.
Yeah, he's right. However, I'm just trying to get information from you, man. I don't need any consistency in the questions, do I?
No, you're preaching to the converted.
Well, if I'm preaching to the converted, then why are you being so slavish to the three-question form is my question. You're not even looking at me, man. Now you're just being rude, you know what I mean? You're not listening, man. Oh, crikey.
Well, Austin, I think this time you may have finally met your match.
Oh, no, baby. I've beaten Dr. Evil before, and I'll beat him again.
I was talking about me.
Yeah!
Hello up there! I seem to have fallen down a cliff. I'm still alive, but I'm very badly injured. I think my legs might be broken, but I'll try to stand up. Oh! Yes, they are broken. Perhaps you could toss me a Band-Aid or some antibacterial cream. I'm in an extraordinarily large amount of pain. The bone has gone through the skin. I fear it might be gangrenous. The wound is beginning to smell a little like almonds, which is not good. Please? No one?
Sorry.
I'll try the other leg. Oh!
Two of my assassins are dead. I will not tolerate failure. I'm the man who will maintain the dignity of this evil organization.
What the hell was that?
Volcanic eruption!
Sure.
May I present to you my spy in the Ministry of Defense? Fat bastard.
First things first, where's your shitter? I've got a turtle head poking out.
Charming.
I'm not kidding. I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey. Oh, it's squidgy. Oh, Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it, you know?
Right. Fat bastard, could I have my mojo, please?
Where's my money?
All right, give him his money.
Jesus Christ, he's tiny. I've had bigger chunks of corn in my crap.
Wait a minute. He kind of looks like a baby.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly. Come on! You're lucky, wee man!
Can I have a hug?
Dr. Evil, let me make you a deal, all right? You get the mojo, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, ribs.
Excuse me.
Chili, baby, but red.
Dr. Evil, what are we going to do about Powers?
Austin Powers is no longer a threat to me. I have his mojo.
Thank you.
everyone. You're dismissed. Private time.
Let's get on. Let's love, baby. Let's get it on. Sugar. Let's get it on.
Evil, I don't want this to interfere with our work.
Don't worry, Mama. Things won't get weird.
Nothing wrong with me. Loving you.
One for me. And one for my homies.
Lass uns, Bubs.
Ooh, hello. So, what happened here?
Apparently, a rogue agent named Fat Bastard infiltrated the unit assigned to guard your cryogenic chamber. He used some sort of nerve gas. These men don't remember a thing.
Captain, why don't you cross-check Fat Bastard's profile with the mainframe at Langley?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I borrow that, please? Thank you. Yes, Austin. Yes, yes. Look at me. I'm a sexy bitch, baby. Yeah. You're a popsicle. Yes, yes. No, no. And I'm spent. Let's go, baby. Yeah!
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Hey there, how are you?
And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment.
Come on, Flessie, come on!
My dreams. And I saw her face.
Should we sit down?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great.
Groovy.
So, Austin, what's the future like?
Well, everyone has a flying car. Entire meals come in pill form. And the Earth is ruled by damn dirty apes.
Oh, my God.
Had you for a second.
You can have me for even longer, if you want.
You're one groovy baby. Baby. Too many babies. Don't you damn move. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach and Mr. Elvis Costello.
What do you get when you fall in love? To burst your
bubble. Would you care to dance?
That's what you get for all your trouble. I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about. 'Cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out of those. Those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love.
quite good on your feet.
I'm even better off my feet.
Oh.
Obie, hey, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. How are things?
Good, Doctor. And you?
Great. Great. Just taking a break. Try the Hot Pockets. They're breathtaking. It got weird, didn't it?
Yeah.
I knew it.
You haven't called.
Look, we talked about this. We promised each other it wouldn't get weird. I can't let my feelings for you interfere with my taking over the world. You know that.
You know, I will never love another man.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Dr. Evil, I'm late.
No, you got here right on time.
No. I mean, I'm late.
Dad.
Scott! Hey there, sport. What are you doing here?
I was just thinking that maybe we could work all this out. After all, you are my father.
Scott, you had your chance, okay? I already had someone created in my image. He's evil, he wants to take over the world, and he fits easily into most overhead storage bins.
Him?
Yes.
Look at him, he's crazy. He's like a vicious little chihuahua thing. He'll kill me the first chance he gets.
Probably. I love you. I love you.
I am a sexy bitch.
Yes. Felicity, make yourself at home, baby. What do you think of my shag pad, darling?
It's amazing, Austin.
Oh. Wait a tick.
That's how my mojo was stolen, fat bastard.
Uh-oh. Oh, she's a professional agent. She's not interested in shagging. Please, God. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
Austin, I'm waiting. How about one of your world's famous massages?
You mean a sensual massage? Right then. Okay, here we go. Yes, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Something's itching me. That's better.
Crikey. How does that feel, baby?
Lower.
How does that feel, baby?
What?
You don't have to be cute with me. We're way past that.
We are?
What do you think?
Listen, Felicity. I'm sorry. I can't do this. I have to go.
Is it me?
I can't explain.
Hello, Agent Shagwell. Where's Austin?
I must have said something wrong, so he just left all of a sudden.
Listen, Felicity, I don't want you getting too close to Austin. It's not meant to be.
I don't get too close to anybody, Basil. My interest in this case is purely professional.
Good. Then you won't mind tracking down Fat Bastard tonight.
No problem.
We need you to plant this homing device on him by any means necessary.
No problem.
keep up the good work. Remember, by any means necessary.
If I'm smart, then I'll run away. But I'm not, so I guess I'll stay. Haven't you heard? I fell in love with a beautiful stranger.
Look at yourself. You used to be so virile. You were a swinger man. And now you're nothing. But at least it can't get any worse.
Well, surprise, surprise, huh? Look at that now, huh? I'm dead sexy. Look at my sexy body. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, I'm like a singer, oh. Sexy man, eating like a sexy man can. By the way, would you like some chicken? I've got more.
No, thanks.
No. What have we got here? Not with that. All right, let's
Remember, by any means necessary.
I've eaten them already. Ooh! Frisky, are we? Give it up!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin phase two of our evil project. Or is it phase three? I don't know phases. Anyways, this is the phase in which we put a giant laser on the moon. As you know, the moon rotates around the Earth like so. When the moon reaches its appropriate lunar alignment, it will destroy Washington, D.C. You see, I've turned the moon into what I like to call a Death Star. What?
Nah, nothing, Darth.
What did you call me?
Nah, nothing.
Rip off! Bless you. Anyways, the key to this plan is the giant laser. It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh my God.
What now?
The Alan Parsons Project is a progressive rock band in 1982. Why don't you just call it Operation Wang Chung, ass?
Well, what should we?
Nothing, I'm sure Operation Banana Ram will be huge.
What are you saying?
If you want... Trying to be hip.
www.sh.com.org.
You so.
Dr. Evil, if we could put aside the family squabbling for a moment, I think we could get down to some serious business here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like that insolent tone.
I meant nothing by it.
No. You want to run things here?
No, not at all.
Huh? You want to be daddy? Is that it? Number two, you want to wear the daddy pants? Huh? You're going to cry?
You're going to
cry?
So.
Huh? Oh. Huh? You gonna cry?
What are you?
Huh? You gonna squirt some? You gonna cry? Yeah, see, you're gonna cry, huh? You're a big man now, huh? Yeah, thought so.
Felicity!
Austin.
About what happened last night.
That's okay. You don't have to explain.
No. You don't understand. You see, I've lost my mojo.
So that's why you...
Yes.
I thought you didn't like me.
Oh, no, baby. You're very shagadelic. I just didn't want to fall in love again, and I thought you'd never love me without my mojo. It's not you. You're fab. You're switched on. You're a bit of all right. Yes!
That is so great. Well, there's something I should tell you two. Last night, I planted a homing device on Fat Bastard.
Smashing, baby. Then we can track down Fat Bastard, get my mojo, go back to my place, hop on the good foot and do the bad thing. Yes!
But there's more. In order to get close to Fat Bastard, I had to...
Ooh, hello. The signal's coming through. He's at Paddington Station. Let's go!
drugs, baby.
This way, straight, no, left, through here. We've got him. Private, bring up the ram. Go, go, go!
Where is he?
Oh my God! That bastard left a floater! In the name of all things sacred, that is the most foul-smelling thing ever! Somebody flush it down!
No, no, nobody touch anything. We have to get the sample to the lab to be analyzed.
I'm gonna get it.
Austin, there you are. Has the sample been analyzed?
Cool, baby. You look very shagadelic. Yeah. But do we really have to be here, Felicity? I mean, it's so boring. I don't believe in science. When it comes to the spy game, to me, it's all instinct.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Basil.
The results are in. We've discovered trace elements of a rare vegetable found only on one island here in the Caribbean.
Whoop-de-doo! What does it all mean, Basil?
It means that this is the location of Dr. Evil's lair.
Smashing, Basil. Cool. This coffee smells like shit.
It is shit, Austin.
Oh, good. Then it's not just me. It's a bit nutty.
Excuse me, Dr. Abel. I have to speak to you about this mini-me.
He's not fitting in. Is he giving off too much of a creepy Oompa Loompa vibe?
No, it's just that he bites. He's a biter.
What's wrong, Mini-Me? Something you want to tell us? Teething. Yeah.
Get me the President of the United States of America!
Oh, he's on. He's on.
What do you want, Dr. Evil?
Mr. President, in 12 hours, I will destroy Washington, D.C. with this giant laser.
What the? Jesus. Mini-Me. Stop humping the laser. Okay, honest to God, why don't you and the giant laser get a frickin' room, for God's sakes?
Mr. President, after I destroy Washington, D.C., I will destroy another major city every hour on the hour. That is, unless, of course, you pay me. $100 billion.
Dr. Evil, this is 1969. That amount of money doesn't even exist. That's like saying,
I want a kajillion bajillion dollars.
Come on, Mr. President. Show me the money.
Show you what money?
Show me the money. Show me the money. You had me at hello, tear. Nothing? Yeah.
Psst. It's 1969. Jerry Maguire won't even come out for another 30 years. Nobody knows what you're talking about, ass.
Scott, Daddy's working, okay? And when you're in the main chamber, try and use the big boy voice, okay? Thank you. Mr. President, allow me to demonstrate the awesome lethality of the Alan Parsons Project. Fire the laser!
Damage report!
It's okay. It's all right. Come on.
Well, actually, that was just footage from the movie Independence Day, but the real laser would be a lot like that. Yeah. Scary.
Now, Dr. Evil.
Talk to the hand, because the face don't want to hear it anymore.
What hand? Talk to your hand?
You ain't all that in a bag of potato chips.
What are you talking about?
Don't go there, girlfriend.
Whose girlfriend?
Don't mess with me. I'm one crazy mofo.
I had to pop a cop because he wasn't giving me my props in Oaktown. No? I heard that somewhere.
You're an idiot.
Mr. President, I think we have an understanding. Bye-bye.
Dr. Evil, what are our plans regarding Austin Powers?
Austin Powers? He's the snake to my mongoose. Or the mongoose to my snake. Either way, it's bad. I don't know animals. But I do know this. This time it's personal. Kill him.
There's Dr. Evil's island.
Be careful with that bag. There's explosives in it. This could be dangerous.
What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Blue, blue, blue.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that. Yeah.
Dad, he put this in my bed.
Who?
Your stupid mini you. He put roadkill in my sheets.
What, mini me? Don't you ever do that again, you hear me? Don't you ever do that again!
I can't stay mad at you. Look at that punim.
Dr. Evil's headquarters is right over that next ridge.
Let me look. Damn it. How do we get in?
Hello, Mommy. Mommy, can I have some chocolate? I want some Mars bars. Don't smack my bottom, Mommy.
Sorry, love. I got stuck in your dirty pillows.
Look at the map.
Oh, God.
Austin, what's our plan?
According to this map,
the entire island is crawling with Dr. Evil's guards.
I want to make sure the explosives didn't get wet, but I can't find them.
Look in the bottom.
Okay, I'll dig a little deeper. Wow, this bag is really full.
Just keep digging, darling.
I'll just feel around for them. Good Lord, Austin. What sort of things do you keep in here?
Anything that catches my fancy, you know. Give it a good tug.
Oh, do we really need this?
I'll ask you not to open that inside. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Okay.
God. Oops. It went off.
Yes. Ugh. It does that from time to time.
Ugh.
Yes.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's nasty. Yeah, sorry about that.
Smelly.
Oh, these people make me sick.
Can you snap me a beer?
What is it?
It's a gerbil. How did that get in your bag?
I don't know.
Dr. Evil, we have a problem. Austin Powers is on the island.
Bring him to me. Alive.
You.
Hit it!
This is a very sensitive subject.
I heard Frau.
say I had a clone. I knew that I'd be safe because I'd never be alone. An evil doctor shouldn't speak aloud about his feelings. My hurt and my pain don't make me too appealing. I'd hope Scott would look up to me, run the business of the family, head an evil empire just like his dear old dad, give him my love and the things I never had. Scott would think I was a cool guy, return the love I have, make me want to cry, be evil, but have my feelings too, change my life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me, c'est la vie, life is cruel, treats you unfairly, even so, a god there must be, mini me, you complete me.
Uh-huh.
We can make it,
yeah.
If we try.
Just me and you, just me and you.
Tight. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just got a bit of a back cramp, that's all. Just keep packing it in.
I found the explosives. Help me check them.
You're surrounded! Drop your weapons! Hands up! Move out!
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we're gonna place a giant laser on the moon. From my Death Star, I will destroy every city on the planet.
Get out of it!
Ah, Mr. Powers, Ms. Shagwell, welcome to my hollowed-out volcano. This is my associate, Fat Bastard. Felicity, I think you two may have already met.
Unfortunately.
Oh, is that all the thanks I get for the native hot sex?
I'm dead sexy.
You a crap!
Yes, in your dreams. Felicity would never sleep with you. Right?
I did what I had to do. I'm a secret agent.
What? Oh, boo-hoo! All right, that's enough, Fat Bastard. As much as I like seeing Powers in agony, and I do, the thought of you naked is just gross. You can't stop me now, Mr. Powers. I have your mojo, and I'm taking it with me to the moon.
Put them in the jail cell! My mojo! I'll get you, Dr. Evil, I'll get you!
Oh, look at me, I'm shaking in my little space boots.
I want my mojo!
Great plan, Einstein.
Well, you're gonna put him in a cell with one inept guard, and they'll escape. God, you do this every time.
You know, Scott, I've been a frickin' evil doctor for 30 frickin' years, okay? Cut me some frickin' slack. You forget, Scott, we're in a volcano. We're surrounded by liquid hot magma.
What are you drawing?
It's just a goodbye card, that's all. It's sweet.
Oh, oh, hey. Get him! Get right, the
back
baby!
On. Back on up!
Simmer down. Simmer down.
Get him now! Gnawing him!
He's my posse.
Okay.
You take special care of him. He's my special boy!
Attention! Prepare for launch! Repeat! All technicians, launch position!
Gentlemen, I'm about to go to the moon.
Initiate pre-launch sequence. Main rocket engine ignition.
Frau, begin the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2...
Frau! Begin the countdown at 30.
30! 29! 28! 27! 26! 25! 24! 23! 22! 21! 20!
When the door's closed, just say go. Better.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar.
What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant...
Dick!
Yeah?
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, where?
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention!
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie!
Yeah?
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson!
Yes, sir?
Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
Why don't you just shank fat bastard again?
Austin, this is no time to get jealous.
Well, how could you do it?
I was just doing my job.
No, I mean literally, how could you do it? The man's so fat, the sheer mechanics of it are mind-boggling.
Look, don't try to lay your hang-ups on me just because you lost your mojo.
Ouch, baby. Very ouch.
Look, Austin, we're running out of time. I'm sorry. I just did what I thought you would do in the same situation. You're the reason that I became a spy. I thought that I wanted to be you, but then I realized that I want to be with you.
You do?
Yeah.
Hang on, baby.
Look, maybe we should talk about this later. First, we need to get past that one NF guard.
Right, here's the plan. What if I pretend to be desperately ill with food poisoning? The guard, drawn by my cries of pain, comes to investigate. Meanwhile, you dig a pit, line it with makeshift punji sticks made from sharpened toothbrushes. The guard falls in, Bob's your uncle, we escape. What do you think?
That might work, but what about this? What do you think of these, my man?
Tommy! Ah!
Oh! 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 What a... burn? That sort of thing could get a man fired. I think he was hot for you.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my moon base. You've all been chosen to be part of my elite moon unit, which is divided into two divisions, Moon Unit Alpha and Moon Unit Zappa. In exactly 6 hours, the moon will move in its orbit around the Earth, bringing Washington, D.C. within range of my giant laser. Begin laser ignition sequence.
Begin laser ignition!
Attention, Moon Unit Zappa firing stations. Initiation sequence in progress.
Okay, all right.
Gravity booster EMS, steady at full power.
All I asked for was a frickin' rotating chair, okay? Well, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Getting a little afraid. I need an old priest and a young priest. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. Whoa, hello. Okay. Sick as a dog now. Okay. Okay.
Get him a bucket.
Gonna vom.
Flashback, 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 flashback.
We need to hitch a ride to the moon, baby.
Apollo 11 is good to go. Crew to all stations.
We will have liftoff in T-minus 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. We have liftoff. Apollo 11 has cleared the tower. It is heading for a rocket launch for the moon.
Arm the laser.
Arming the laser.
Attention. Arming the Death Star. Battle station.
Laser arm!
All personnel report ready, battle station.
Get me the president! You're gonna like this part, Mini-Me. This is the part where we threaten the world leader. I know we do it every time, however, it is important to... But... Mini-Me? Mini-Me, where are you? Can someone put a frickin' bell on him or something? Great. Somebody get the stick. Just grab onto the hook, all right? You complete me. I love you. Hang in there, Mini-Me. If anything should happen to you, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably move on and get another replica, but... there'd be a 10-minute period there when I would just be inconsolable.
We have your money, Dr. Evil, but it wasn't easy.
Papa has to do some work, okay? Hold on. Well, you have exactly 30 minutes to get it to me. Ciao.
Germany, German Jesus, I can't believe we're gonna pay that madman! I got nukes out the yin-yang, just let me launch one, for God's sake!
Are you suggesting that we blow up the moon?
Would you miss it? Would you miss it?
Mission control. The swinger has landed.
Yeah.
Airlock open.
Let's find Dr. Evil.
Enjoy your stay on the moon.
Hello, hello.
There he is.
I'll cover your rear.
No, you go ahead. This time it's personal. No more! I can't take it anymore! Please?
Huh? You brought my glasses. Bless your little heart.
That's not right.
Oh! Oh, Dora! That's just how I felt! Did I flip?
Little bugger. He's so small. He's like a dog or something. Poor little bugger.
Get out of my suit!
Oh, tickle!
Oh!
Gotcha!
Poor little bugger. I salute you.
All right, slaphead. Turn around.
Where's my mojo?
Well, it looks like you have a choice, Mr. Powers. Save the world or save your girlfriend.
Austin!
Felicity!
Don't worry about me, Austin! You gotta save the world!
Kill him! Fire the laser!
Laser set, force
fatality.
Jitter kick! Ha!
You may have won the battle, Mr. Powers, but you lost the war.
No! 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 Felicity! Wake up, Felicity! Wake up!
I love you, Felicity. I love you.
Dr. Evil! I'll kill him! Gotcha!
Ow! You shot me, you a-hole!
And now I'm going to kill you.
Before you do that...
Know this. Austin, I am your father.
Really?
No, not really. I can't back that up.
Right, idiot, yes.
But isn't it interesting, Mr. Powers, that you would rather kill me than save your precious Felicity?
What do you mean?
Remember, there's a time portal in the main chamber. You could go back and save her.
I'll do that. Felicity!
Good work!
Good work!
Colonel, you need to clear the balance and keep low. Captain, atmospheric
conditions, full impossibility. Metal station, repeat. Metal station. Well, it looks like you have a choice, Mr. Powers. Save the world or save your girlfriend.
Yeah. Austin!
Felicity!
Don't worry about me, Austin! You gotta save the world!
I choose love, baby. Way to tick. Who are you?
I'm you 10 minutes from now.
Damn it, you are handsome.
I was just thinking the same.
We are sexy. We are sexy bitches, yeah.
All right, this is goddamn ridiculous. Kill them both. Fire the laser.
Listen, pass Austin. Can you save the world while I go get the girl?
Sure, Austin, from 10 minutes from now.
Okay. Laser set.
Come on, come on. You all right? Yeah, come on.
You all right? Are you okay?
Say. What's the policy on ménage à trois? Oh, you are adorable!
Yes. Looking for this, Mr. Powers?
Hmm? My mojo.
Self-destruct in 2 minutes and counting.
June!
See you in hell, Powers!
No.
Hey, Austin, for 10 minutes from now, this place is gonna blow! Let's go, come on! My mojo!
We have to go now!
My mojo, I'm useless without it!
But you don't need it! You've had it all along!
What do you mean?
You defeated Dr. Evil, you saved the world, and believe me, you're gonna get the girl.
Oh! Yeah, all right then, maybe later. Yeah, come on!
Go! I'll set the controls for 1967.
Felicity, why don't you come with me to 1999?
Well, I don't know. The 60s were just so groovy. I mean, I want to see what happens in the 70s and the 80s.
The 70s and the 80s? You're not missing anything. I looked into it. There's a gas shortage and a flock of seagulls. That's about it. Let's go!
I love you, Austin Powers.
And I love you, Felicity Shagwell.
Wherever we go,
there we are.
Special delivery!
Surprise, surprise! Listen, Missy. Do you fancy another go? Because once you've had fat, you never go back.
You shut your mouth, you bastard! Who is fat?
That's right, yeah.
Before you kill us, let me ask you one question. Are you happy?
What kind of stupid-ass question is that? I'm rich and I'm dead sexy! Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't answer my question. Are you happy?
Of course I'm no happy. Look at me, I'm a big fat slob. I've got bigger titties than you do. I've got more chins than a Chinese phone book. I've not seen my willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare legally dead. I can't stop eating. I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle. If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive. Myself. Oh, God. Sorry, I farted. It's a long road ahead. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Judo!
Oh, right in the mummy daddy button.
That's for calling me crap, you fatty.
Listen, baby, I don't care if he is a fat bastard. You don't give a man a shot in the pills. It's just not cricket.
Do you think I'll be happy here in the 90s?
Well, I know the 90s might sound boring, but as far as I'm concerned, I've brought the best part of the 60s back with me. You.
Wait a minute.
Where are you going?
Did we get Dr. Evil?
No, sir. He got away in that rocket that looks like a huge...
penis! The male reproductive organ, also known as tallywhacker, schlong, or...
wiener? Any of you kids want another wiener?
Dad, what's that?
I don't know, son, but it's got great big...
nuts! Hot, salty nuts! Who wants some, Lord Almighty?
That looks just like my husband's.
One-eyed monster! Step right up and see the one-eyed monster!
Hey, what's that? It looks like a big...
Woody! Woody Harrelson? Can I have your autograph?
Sure, no problem. Oh, my Lord, look at that thing.
So big!
I've seen bigger, that's...
just a little prick. It's a flu shot. You've been in the coldness of space, I don't want you to get sick. It's one thing to attack me. It's quite another to attack my mini-me. I'm gonna get you, Austin Powers. I'm gonna get you.
Evil is his one and only name.
Thank you. Welcome back. Today we're doing a follow-up to a segment we did several months ago on fathers who are trying to take over the world. Let's begin with Scott Evil. What's going on with your dad?
Well, my dad tried to take over the world with a giant laser on the moon. Oh. I know.
Well, Scott, we have a surprise for you.
What, my dad?
No, it's not your father. It's your mother. Oh. Come on out.
Mom?
Scott, you are my love child with Dr. Evil.
I thought I was a test tube baby.
Oh. Lies. Oh, lies!
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, son.
Thank you. You know, what did we learn here today? Perhaps it's that no one can take your mojo. You can look around all you want, but what you're really trying to find is on the inside. Take care of yourself and each other.
I think I'm gonna like it in the night. Baby, I never knew it could be this way. Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good.
Felicity.
Austin?
How could you?
I thought that...
past Austin?
Technically, it's not cheating, baby. Well, Felicity, I can't blame you.
The man is handsome, baby.
We're just plain handsome, man. Am I wrong? But this makes me horny, baby. Very randy! Well, one thing's for sure. I've got my mojo back. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's definitely back. Hello, you all right? Me spuds are boiling. Come on, darling, let's hop on the good foot and do the bad thing. Paging Dr. Freud. Making woman, still with a Mickey. Making woman, mama, let me.
What I say.
Shift splint. Here goes nothing. Ah!